Well, through his solo work and band collaborations, including Screaming Trees, Uncle, Soul Savers, Mark Lanegan has become one of the most enduring and distinctive voices in rock. With a new album, Blues Funeral, and featured tonight at the Echoplex, the Mark Lanegan Band joins us live from the Village Studios on KCRW. From Blues Funeral. The Mark Lanegan Band is live today from the Village Studios. Mark, how are you? You there? Can you hear me? All right, so I guess we don't have a link to Mark. Mark, can you hear me? I guess we have technical difficulties connecting with the Village. So, Double B, why don't you try and reach Ariana there and see if we just go into the next set if they can't hear me over there. We are joining the Mark Lanegan Band live from the Village. It's always a little tricky with this link up across town. So, can you hear me?
I can hear you, man.
Ah, excellent. Excellent. Had me worried for a second.
Had me more worried.
Gotta love live radio, though, right? So, how are you, my man?
I'm good. You?
I'm good, yeah. You sound good over there. Are they taking care of you at the Village?
Absolutely. What a beautiful place.
Indeed. And you know, they're probably still mopping up from a big party last night they had for the Grammys.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So you are at the Echoplex tonight, and we actually have tickets to give away a little bit later. Also see that you're headed off to Europe later this month and then South America. Then you got the Sasquatch Festival at the end of May. So a busy live itinerary for you.
Yeah, well, you know, try and play as much as we can. Milk it.
Now, in the intro, I mentioned, you know, you spent the last several years in a collaborative mode, you know, Isabel Campbell, Soul Savers, Greg Dooley, who probably is the oldest relationship going back to the Sub Pop days, and his band Afghan Whigs, but also Uncle recently. How have these experiences, these collaborations, helped you and helped to shape your own artistry?
Well, you know, hopefully I'm learning something from everything that I do. And, you know, I know I'm taking pieces of those other things into the next thing and then again into this. I mean, I can't give you any specific examples, but I'm sure that it works like that.
Is it more of a challenge to work on your own, or, you know, do you have a preference?
It's actually, you know, more challenging to work in a collaborative mode because I'm seeing things from somebody else's point of view and doing something oftentimes that I wouldn't left to my own devices, and that's sort of why it's appealing to me.
Was there something that led you to this album bearing your own name? Did you write these songs on your own?
Yes, I did. Directly before and during the recording of the record.
So these came together over time?
Pretty short period of time, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we spent maybe 4 months making the record, but that said, only working a couple days a week and not that many hours a day. Mm-hmm. So time actually spent working on it was not that much, but it was spread out.
We've been playing Gravedigger's song quite a bit, and that's, you know, kind of the first, the lead track. And that, to me, sounds like it could have come straight from your sessions with Uncle.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people say it sounds a lot like the Queens. You know, again, I'm pretty much a sponge for anything that I'm working on, so I'm not surprised if there's similarities.
Mm-hmm. You've been very open about your influences going into this record, and you mentioned a few in a recent interview, which I thought was interesting. You're citing things like the Gun Club and Joy Division and even the Bee Gees, which surprised me.
Yeah, well, you know, I came to the Bee Gees fairly late, I guess. In the 90s, my guitar player, Mike Johnson, turned me on to some of their pre-disco stuff. And yeah, it's just fantastic. There's a couple of records in particular that I like a lot. Trafalgar and 2 Years On. I think they were made in the same year, but they're both really great, amongst, you know, many records by those guys.
Yeah, we'll have to check those out. How much does the blues, the actual genre, inform what you do?
Well, at this stage, I really, you know, to be honest, I don't listen to a lot of blues music. I did at one time, but to me, it's more of a, I guess, more of a spirit than a genre. That's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of those bands that you mentioned, you know, Joy Division, the Bee Gees, to me, that stuff is the blues because of the content and the emotional weight and the way it makes me feel, basically.
Mm-hmm. So it's a feeling. Talk a little bit about the album, and if we could touch on a few other songs. Some songs that I've been drawn to. Harborview Hospital. Where is that a real place?
Yeah, it's a major trauma center in Seattle. And for about 6 years, I lived a block away from it. I think that was the... I was just thinking about that place and those times. It sort of started that one.
I like that song.
Cool, me too.
St. Louis Elegy. What's the significance of St. Louis here?
Well, I had to call it something. I don't really have a good answer for that.
Mm.
Artistic license, I guess.
Now, elegy, I mean, this is different from the word eulogy. Elegy is like a melancholy poem.
That's my understanding also.
Mm. I also like Gray Goes Black on the album. Also, Grain of Truth.
Right, yeah. Those are... Gray Goes Black, I've had about 10 songs with that title over the years, so I'm psyched that one of them finally made it on a record.
It had to happen.
Eventually, yeah.
Mark Lanegan is our guest. He's joining us live from the Village Studios in West L.A. New album, Blues Funeral, and a show that is tonight at the Echoplex. We have tickets coming up in just a few minutes, so hang tight. Mark, why don't we head into your second set, but would you like to set this up? What are you going to play for us?
The aforementioned St. Louis Elegy.
And then...
Odessa Disco and Harborview Hospital.
Ode to Sad Disco. Yeah, that's an interesting one, too, on the album. Is there a story behind that one?
Yeah, it's actually, I lifted it from a song called Sad Disco, which is a piece of music on the soundtrack of a Danish film called The Pusher 2 by Nicholas Winding Refn. And it's got a great soundtrack. I always loved that piece of music, so I sort of, well, I didn't sort of, I just, you know, took it and wrote my own song to it.
Nice. Well, hey, thank you for joining us here, well, via the Village for KCRW. We appreciate it, and we wish you all the best, and have fun tonight at the Echoplex, and also Sasquatch. That's going to be a good one.
All right, man. Thanks for having us.
All right. It's Mark Lanegan Band live on KCRW. The Mark Lanegan Band, live from the Village Studios this morning on KCRW. Tonight they hit the stage at the Echoplex, and we have 5 autographed copies of the album Blues Funeral for our KCRW members, along with 5 pairs of tickets for our members to check out the show tonight. Echoplex is the spot for the Mark Lanegan Band live. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, call us right now at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only, first come, first served basis. They're non-transferable. Again, it's 5 autographed CDs and 5 pairs of tickets for our members. Check out the show tonight at the Echoplex. All right. Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, before we go into your last song, I wanted to ask you if there's any special projects in the works for you, anything with Dooley or Queens of the Stone Age or Isabel Campbell?
You know, at some point there'll be another Gutter Twins record, but both Greg and I are pretty busy this year, so sometime down the road.
Okay. Excellent. Well, please take us out with one more, and thank you again for coming by KCRW.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.